A couple of weeks ago, I had Eric Martin on the show. He's the city attorney for Valley Park, which has joined a few other communities in this country in passing legislation to fight illegal immigration on a local level. They crack down on landlords. They crack down on employers. Some of it, they say, has to do with overcrowding. Their law, he told me, is based on one that, well, it was the first in the nation that I'd heard of, in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, a city that has now found itself being sued by several groups, including the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund and the Community Justice Project and the ACLU. And so since this has some ramifications for cities like Valley Park, I've asked Omar Jadwat to join us. He's a staff attorney with the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project. Omar, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, Paul.
In your lawsuit, you claim that what Hazleton is doing, and I guess by extension what Valley Park is doing, is unconstitutional. Why?
Well, I mean, there are a couple different reasons why, but I think probably the most important, the most salient reason why is because the city, no city, whether it's Hazleton or Valley Park or any other, has the authority to make its own immigration laws. And so basically what we have Hazleton attempting to do is to create a definition of who's legal and who's illegal in the city, set city officials up and ordinary citizens or residents of Hazleton up as the gatekeepers based on that definition to decide who gets to stay and who gets to leave.
Are you saying that that's a federal responsibility, not
very
a municipal
so, yes,
one?
That's right. It's the federal government's job to regulate immigration into this country. And you can see why we can't have a situation where every town or every state even, makes its own rules and goes about enforcing them in the way that it chooses to. I mean, it would be impossible to have a uniform or even a meaningful immigration policy in this country if that were the case.
But aren't they simply enforcing what the federal regulations are?
Not at all. I mean, I think, it's very clear from the Hazleton Ordinance that what they're trying to do is set out their own standard, their own definition of who's legal and who's illegal. And actually, if you look at what they've done, lots of people who are in this country totally lawfully would be considered illegal aliens under the Hazleton Ordinance and basically turned into untouchables.
Now, explain that to me. How could somebody who is here legally be treated as an illegal under that law?
So, for example, in Hazleton, one way that you could be called an illegal alien under the ordinance is if you came to this country legally and then overstayed a visa. Now, under the federal immigration laws, there's many ways that you can fulfill that definition and still subsequently become either a lawful permanent resident or even a naturalized citizen of the United States.
But during the time when you haven't done that yet, aren't you technically illegal if you've overstayed your visa and not filed the paperwork to do those other things?
Sure, you may be, but the Hazleton Ordinance doesn't say that it stops then. The Hazleton Ordinance just says as long as you've come to this country legally and overstayed, you're illegal, and that's just not true. That's just not right. And I think that the broader point is that actually, federal immigration law is incredibly complex, and there's a whole system set up in the federal government, a whole system of agencies and immigration judges and judicial review and all sorts of things, which is designed precisely to determine whether someone is here unlawfully and whether they should be removed. There's just no way for the city to reproduce that or to capture it in a workable definition that can be applied by the man in the street or the official in the city hall.
Now, when you file a lawsuit like this, you've got to have a plaintiff. I guess you got to have somebody in Hazleton who has been harmed by the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah, we have a number of people in Hazleton, both, business owners and landlords who are being affected already because people are moving out of town.
Wait. There's actually been an exodus in the few months that this law has been in effect?
There have been people who have left town as a result because this law is so broad and affects so many people who are both lawful and who may be undocumented that I think the natural reaction, if you look foreign or you sound foreign, is to try to escape the discrimination that's bound to result.
If I asked Lou Barletta, the mayor of Hazleton, he'd say, look, if people are leaving because this law bothers them, good, they're probably illegal and we don't want them.
Yeah, but it's just not true. It's just not true that that this law is only going to fall on that the negative effects of this law is only going to fall on people who are illegal under some definition. There's just no, you know, the requirements under the law basically are that everyone will have to prove their status, and that means, and that will undoubtedly mean that it's people who appear to be foreign. Whether, you know, they may be citizens from Puerto Rico, you know, born, natural-born American citizens from Puerto Rico, they mm-hmm. may be naturalized citizens, they may be lawful permanent residents, they may be anybody else, but it's those people who, you know, to the average Hazletonian appear to be foreign who are going to be forced in every aspect of their daily life to prove their status.
So you're worried about discrimination against people who fit under those categories you just described?
That's right. I think it's inevitable.
And has that happened yet?
Well, I mean, we know that people are leaving town now. I mean, I don't.
But I guess what I'm asking is there evidence of people being mistreated or discriminated against or treated differently because they look different, or their name may be different?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that I can give you a concrete example right now, because one of the things is that the enforcement of the ordinance, at least according to the town, has not begun yet. So I think that although people are leaving as a result of fear of what's going to happen, we haven't seen all of the effects of the ordinance kick in quite yet.
Hazleton Mayor Lou Barletta says that illegal immigration from Mexico and Central America has increased crime in his town, overburdened schools and hospitals, and eroded the quality of life. The population of Hazleton was 5% Hispanic 6 years ago. Now it's over 30% Hispanic. His little town, as he calls it, of 31,000 people, has seen the quality of life eroded in those few years. Does that sound racist to you?
Well, I think it does raise a question. I mean, when you say illegal alien in one sentence and then the next sentence you talk about how many Hispanic people there are in town, you know, I mean, there's no reason to believe that any particular person who may be Latino and who may even be an immigrant, lots of Latinos were born here, but who may be an immigrant or a naturalized citizen, there's no reason to believe that any of those people are necessarily undocumented. So, you know, to say that we have a big illegal immigration problem in this town, and you can tell because we have 6 times the number of Latino residents as we did 5 years ago, or whatever the number is, that to me doesn't make sense.
But have they been able, Omar, to determine the crime that is being committed, who's committing it, and if those people committing it? We do know of the one murder that occurred that was an illegal immigrant, but has the city council taken the time, or the police there taken the time, to try to determine that their crime is increased and that crime is caused by those who are not in the country legally?
Well, my understanding is that when he's been asked for statistics that actually illustrate this supposed effect, the mayor has not been able to produce statistics that actually support the notion that illegal immigrants have raised the crime rate in Hazleton. And I believe that the official Pennsylvania statistics actually show that crime has decreased in Hazleton, or serious crimes especially, have decreased in Hazleton over the last few years.
Let me ask you about another aspect of this. And again, the Valley Park ordinance is based on the Hazleton ordinance and in many ways mirrors it. And they both have clauses in there about English as their official language, that all the town documents can now only be in English. And I think in Hazleton, part of their law says that if you write to the local authorities, the city council or the mayor or whoever it is, you have to write to them in English. Is there a legal problem with that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, before we get there, I think this also illustrates the kind of mismatch between what the mayor's saying the problem is and what the solutions that are being proposed are. I mean, there's, you know, just as much as there's no reason to assume that any particular Latino person is an illegal immigrant, there's certainly no reason to think that an English-only type ordinance will have any is targeted to deal with any kind of illegal immigration problem that the town might have. I mean, again, there are tons of citizens of this country, lawful residents of this country, immigrants, all kinds of people who are here in totally lawful status who are not proficient in written or spoken English, you know, and it's part of the constitutional rights of people to be able to communicate with their government. And certainly this does raise an issue as to whether those rights are being unconstitutionally infringed by creating this requirement.
In Valley Park, they talk about how this puts landlords, really, the burden goes more towards landlords. They could be fined $500 or more for knowingly renting to an illegal immigrant. Isn't that already part of federal legislation? That's the part I'm unclear on. How does the federal legislation affect housing? I know, for instance, when you go get a job in this country, they've got to fill out, I think it's called the I-9 form, to prove that you are legally able to take that job in the United States. Is there a similar form for housing?
There is not a federal kind of immigration status-related verification form for housing. And in fact, one of the important things to keep in mind is that the group of people who are authorized to work in the United States and the group of people who are authorized to stay in the United States are not quite the same. So you can't, for example, assume that because someone doesn't have the work authorization documents that they would need to fill out an I-9, that doesn't mean that they don't actually have some other status that would enable them to stay in the United States legally.
They could be here on a six-month tourist visa.
Right, or they could be here on an academic visa or any number of things.
Under those circumstances, they have paperwork that says there's a legality to your presence here.
Well, they may. I think, ultimately, in the immigration process or in a deportation proceeding or something like that, there would be a number of documents that would be looked at. But I think one of the things to keep in mind is that these documents are not always so understandable to the average man on the street. So, for example, there's a whole group of people who have work authorization cards, which appear on their face to be expired. But the federal government has kind of automatically extended all of those documents by a certain number of months. Now, whether the average landlord in Valley Park or Hazleton or anywhere else is going to know that this document that looks like it's expired actually isn't expired, you know, I think that's highly unlikely. The documentation is complex and relates to a lot of different statuses that are complex to pull apart under federal law, and that's yet another reason why the federal government should be the one and has to be the one under the Constitution to decide who stays and who goes.
The mayor of Hazleton says he's going to fight your court challenge and will take it to the Supreme Court if necessary. We're not going to be bullied, he says.
Well, we're not trying to bully anyone. We're just trying to make sure that the Constitution is enforced.
Have you filed a similar lawsuit against any other cities in America, like Valley Park, that have copied the Hazleton ordinance?
Not at this time, though.
All right. I appreciate your time today, Omar.
Thanks very much. I've appreciated it.
Omar Jadwat is a staff attorney with the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project.